Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jai Gopi Janavallabha Girivaradari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivaradari. Yasoda Nandana Vraja Janaranjana. Yasoda Nandana Vraja Janaranjana. Yamuna Tera Vanchari. Yamuna Tera Vanchari. Yasoda Nandana Vraja Janaranjana. Yamuna Tera Vanchari. Yamuna Tera Vanchari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Dari. Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Dari. Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Dari. Yasoda Nandana Vraja Janaranjana. Yasoda Nandana Vraja Janaranjana. Yamuna Tera Vanchari. Yamuna Tera Vanchari. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, 하리 하리 오리 라무 하리 라무 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 하리 하리 Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada. Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada. Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada. Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupada. Jai Om Vishnu Pad Paramahansa Parivajakacharya Astatura Sata Shri Srimad His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai ISKCON Founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Ananta Gaudiya Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai Premsa Kaho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Arvaita Gadadhara Subhasari Gaudiya Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopinath Shyamkun Radhakun Digiri Govardhana Ki Jai Vrindavan Dhamma Ki Jai Mathura Dhamma Ki Jai Jagannath Puri Dhamma Ki Jai, Ganga Mai Ki Jai, Yamuna Mai Ki Jai, Tulsi Devi Ki Jai, Bhakti Devi Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada's Transcendental Book Distribution Ki Jai, Harinama Sankirtan Ki Jai, Prasadam Distribution Ki Jai, Samaveda Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Sri Guru and Gauranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So, reading from the, I'll read the verse, and we can all do the, if those of you who know the verse, we can have devotees also chant it. Tesham satata yuktanam bhajatam vritti purvakam dadami buddhi yogam tam Yena mamupayantite Tesham satata yuktanam Bhajatam vritti purvakam Dadami buddhi yogam tam Yena mamupayantite Tesham satata yuktanam Vajatam vritti purvakam Didami buddhi yogam tam ये नमाम उपयांते ते. Now, who would like to chant? Can we have those lights again on, at least while the reading is going on? If you'd like to turn them off afterwards, that's okay. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada Ki. To those who are constantly devoted to serving me with love, I give the understanding by which they can come to me. Please repeat. To those who are constantly devoted to serving me with love, I give the understanding by which they can come to me. Purport. In this verse, the word buddhi yogam is very significant. We may remember that in the second chapter, the Lord, instructing Arjuna, said that he had spoken to him of many things and that he would instruct him in the way of buddhi yoga. Now buddhi yoga is explained. Buddhi yoga itself is action in Krishna consciousness. That is the highest intelligence. Buddhi means intelligence, and yoga means mystic activities or mystic elevation. When one tries to go back home, back to Godhead, and takes fully to Krishna consciousness in devotional service, his action is called buddhi yoga. In other words, buddhi yoga is the process by which one gets out of the entanglement of the material world. The ultimate goal of progress is Krishna. People do not know this. Therefore, the association of devotees and a bona fide spiritual master are important. One should know that the goal is Krishna, and when the goal is assigned, then the path is slowly but progressively traversed, and the ultimate goal is achieved. When a person knows the goal of life, but is addicted to the fruits of activities, he is acting in karma yoga. When he knows that the goal is Krishna, but he takes pleasure in mental speculation to understand Krishna, he is acting in what? Yes. in Gyan Yoga. And when he knows the goal and seeks Krishna completely in Krishna consciousness and devotional service, he is acting in what?
Bhakti.
Yes, Bhakti Yoga, or Bodhi Yoga, which is the complete yoga. This complete yoga is the highest perfectional stage of life. A person may have a bona fide spiritual master and may be attached to a spiritual organization, but if he is still not intelligent enough to make progress, then Krishna from within gives him instructions so that he may ultimately come to him without difficulty. The qualification is that a person always engage himself in Krishna consciousness and with love and devotion render all kinds of services. He should perform some sort of work for Krishna, and that work should be with love. If a devotee is not intelligent enough to make progress on the path of self-realization, but is sincere and devoted to the activities of devotional service, the Lord gives him a chance to make progress and ultimately attain to him. And in the next verse, which is really a complement of the first one, Krishna says, to show them special mercy, I, dwelling in their hearts, destroy with the shining lamp of knowledge the darkness born of ignorance. And it's a long purport, so I will focus upon what we have here. Om Agina Timilandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha. I was born in the darkness of ignorance, and my spiritual master opened my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge. I have my humble obeisances unto his lotus feet. So here, Krishna is talking to Arjuna, and he's telling him the way in which he reveals himself to his devotee. He says, to those who are constantly devoted to serving me with love. Now, these words are very important. This word constantly. Constantly means ongoing, nonstop. Always thinking of Krishna. To those who are constantly devoted to serving me with love. There are 9 forms of devotional service. I'm sure most of us know them. Hearing about the Lord, chanting about the Lord, remembering Krishna, serving the lotus feet of the Lord, worshiping Krishna, offering prayers to the Lord, performing practical service to the Lord, having a friendly mood or friendly association with the Lord, and offering one's body, one's mind, and one's words to the Lord. So these are 9 different forms of devotional service, and they give us a lot of opportunity to remember the Lord. We can be walking along, and we can be singing, Hare Krishna, like that, and you're remembering Krishna. But it's not enough to merely just sing the song and be possibly just looking here and there. Of course, singing the song, anytime you say the name Krishna, is beneficial. It ekes a blessing. But there are blessings and blessings and blessings of lower and higher intensities. They're not all the same. According to the degree of love that a person is investing in his chanting, according to his feelings of appreciation, feelings of gratitude, feelings of affection, will come a specific type of blessing from Krishna. Krishna says, as they surrender unto me, I reward them accordingly. Everyone follows my path in all respects. As they surrender unto me, meaning to the degree, to the extent that they surrender unto me, I will reward them with what? His blessings. What is his blessings? His blessings is that enablement to come closer and closer to Him in consciousness. That's what we're all yearning for, to feel the closeness of Krishna, the nearness of Krishna. And some of us in our kirtans will do that. Some of us in reading the books will do that. Some of us in listening to Srila Prabhupada's wonderful lectures will do that. So sometimes we feel a greater influx of devotional joy. We feel it in our heart. We may feel it in our bodies. The hairs may stand up. We may feel stunned. Different symptoms of ecstasy may reveal themselves or present themselves. So this is the way that Krishna is letting us know that He is appreciating what we are doing. It's not like Krishna is simply as a stone or just an idea. But Krishna is a person. Krishna has feelings. Krishna loves us all and reciprocates according to the degree of affection, degree of love, degree of sincerity, degree of seriousness that we invest in our devotional service. Let me talk a little about devotional love. Srila Prabhupada often used the term loving devotional service. Now there is service, and there is devotional service, and there is loving devotional service, each one on a higher and higher level. Let me give an example of a person who merely performs service. He may be a new devotee, he may be an older devotee, but he simply performs service. He knows that the service, or she knows that the service that she or he is rendering, or they are rendering, is for Krishna, for the purpose of spreading Krishna consciousness movement. But in the course of the service, there is absolutely no thought of Krishna whatsoever. Nor is there any thought about how well one is doing the service for Krishna. One is simply doing it almost in a mechanical, almost a robotic, almost perfunctory fashion. It's merely being done. And it's good. Anyone who merely does the service as their love offering to Krishna will be blessed, will be benefited without a doubt. But as I said a little before, that there are different degrees of reciprocation that Krishna gives us. One who merely does the service never thinks of Krishna, doesn't even remember Krishna during the course of service, as I have just said, will gain some mercy, will gain some blessing. But then there is the devotee who is, let's take an example. Many of us have done cooking. Some noise coming from out there. Maybe somebody can quiet them down. Let us take the example of cooking. A person is cooking and he's thinking of Krishna while he's doing the cooking. For example, he's making some halva and he's taking the farina and putting it in and taking the ghee and taking the sugar. And he's thinking, yes, this will please Krishna. And if I put this in, this is the way it's done. And he's very careful, very thoughtful, very attentive to what he is doing because he wants to please Krishna. And this is known as devotional service. You want to please Krishna. You want to be certain that when it is offered to him, he will be satisfied. He will enjoy it. He will accept it. If it is done without any love or devotion or affection, he may not accept it. He doesn't have to. He's independent. But we want him to accept it because the goal of our life is to please Krishna, and in so pleasing him, hope that we will receive the blessings so that we can continue devotional service day in and day out, over and over, 24 hours a day if possible. Srila Prabhupada uses that term often. Yes, dream about Krishna, think about Krishna, talk about Krishna, read about Krishna, sing about Krishna. Never stop your devotional service to Krishna in the 9 different forms that I have mentioned, the most important of which, of course, is the chanting of Krishna and the hearing. Srila Prabhupada has put a very strong and forceful emphasis on hearing. Hearing the holy name, hearing the pastimes. This is one of the reasons that I got involved with making these different tapes, different, which has now become CDs. And now we've gone one step further than CDs. For those of you who want to get a whole collection in just one little UBS, so you can get all 22 or 23 discs just here in 8.25 gigabytes. So it's very easy now to get everything in a compact form wherever you go. If there's a computer, now present-day cars, they have ports that you can plug into. They have screens, and you can drive from miles and miles from here to New York to California, and you can hear Srila Prabhupada's books without having to worry about if you have to take your eyes off the road to read a book. And I wouldn't advise anybody to do that. So it's been made very easy. I also know one day I would grow old and my eyes would tire, and I would definitely prefer to hear it. And as I said, Srila Prabhupada mentions the hearing process is much easier to retain, to absorb, because the impression, the impact is very strong. When you're reading, you have the impact of print, but it's not as strong as the impact, for example, if I shout out a word very loudly, you'll remember it, because it makes a strong impact from the ear to the mind. Whereas the word, in order for you to remember it, it's a little tiny print, but you may remember that same word if it were, for example, 10 feet high, right? But books are not written with 10 feet high words, at least yet. So therefore, hearing is a very wonderful means of absorbing Krishna consciousness. I know every time I sit down to eat, I play Krishna book. When I sit down for the later meal, I hear the Chaitanya Charitamrita. And in the morning, they're now doing the streaming of Mayapur.tv of my Srimad Bhagavatam. So as soon as I get up for 20 minutes or so, I get to hear the Bhagavatam. And it's a really wonderful menu, because it really sets the whole day in motion. Even before chanting my rounds, I'll be hearing two chapters of the Bhagavatam. I mention this not because I want all of you to buy my CDs. Well, that's a good thing to do. But I mention it because it's such an easy way to learn Krishna consciousness. And as when we're younger, that's how we learn, through the ears. You know, the teacher, she shows you the flashcards, and then she says, cat, C-A-T, and all the kids go, cat, C-A-T, and before you know it, you're speaking and you're reading. So coming back to the point that I was making about devotional service. So in devotional service, there's attentiveness, there's carefulness, there's thoughtfulness. You want to please Krishna, but you're still not relating, you're still not connecting to Krishna in a personal way yet. Krishna is there, and you're here, and you're putting together the ingredients, you're putting them on the fire, and you're churning them, and stirring them, and you're hopeful that the preparation will come out well, and that when Krishna is offered it, he will accept it, and in accepting it, you will be pleased, he will be pleased, and ultimately you will receive the wonderful blessing of being able to perform more devotional service for Krishna. Also, you feel delightful. When Krishna gives you a blessing, you feel joy, you feel pleasure within. As Krishna says, one whose happiness is within, who is active and rejoices within, and whose aim is inward, is the perfect mystic. He's liberated in the Supreme Lord, and ultimately, he attains the Supreme Lord. A liberated person is not attracted to material sense pleasure, but is always in trance, enjoying the pleasure within. In this way, the self-realized soul enjoys unlimited happiness, for he concentrates on the Supreme Lord. Concentrates. The mind is not flickering here, little of Krishna. And let's see, do I have to put gas in my car today? Maybe I got 1 or 2 gallons. It'll get me to the temple. Let's see. Do I have to buy any granola from Trader Joe's today? So these kind of interruptive thoughts or stray thoughts which enter into your meditation are not very good. They do not develop what we call cumulative effect. For example, if I were to take a rock and put it here, it has a certain amount of weight. When you put another weight, and if you drop it, it will have a certain amount of force on the ground. If you take another rock, and another rock, and another rock, chanting our holy name when we are reading, when we are attentive, when we are listening to somebody speak, when we are listening to Srila Prabhupada's talks, by focusing and concentrating and not allowing the mind to stray, not allowing it to think of anything else, but totally, completely absorbing ourselves in what we are focusing upon, the benefit is incalculably greater. Now we come to a third level of devotional service, and that is called loving devotional service. Now, in loving devotional service, we have another dimension. It's called the communicative level, and we can all do this. Again, coming back to the illustration where a person is, for example,